Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Ty Berry, who is a member of Code Pink, who's joining us now via Skype from Washington. Thanks a lot for joining us, Ty. Now, you know, what are your sentiments going into this? You know, the fact that the Iranian media has been attacked essentially for quite a while now.
Well, thank you for having me. We've seen over the last decades an erosion of our so-called moral values of human rights and freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is being denied here in our country every single day. And as a matter of fact, we're seeing that the United States and its European and NATO allies seem to be putting pressure around the world to pigeonhole countries such as Iran, Russia, and other ones that don't seem to get, that aren't in the sphere of influence of the United States and the European NATO countries. It's unfortunate because the people do need to have this information if they're going to make good decisions on what they want out of their foreign policy for their leaders. Barack Obama came into office as a constitutional professor, and we've seen him do more damage to our Constitution than even George Bush did. And as a matter of fact, when we see the Israeli French CEO trying to put more pressure on the Iranian people and the Iranian government, even while the IAEA has come out and said, we need a propaganda-free discussion to bring Iran and the United States and the other countries to the table, the P5 plus one, to make rational decisions about how to go forward in the issues that we face today.
So, Ty, do you believe that the American people know that this freedom of speech is being taken away from them?
Yes, I do. I think that every American understands, even those that are wish to deny that freedom of speech is being denied to them. But they see it on their television sets. They see it in the way their leaders are composing themselves. They see it in the fact that you see every day different headlines of companies that have given up information to the government. Your cell phones are now being tapped. We're being watched around the globe. Our passports have special chips in them. And I think they see it every day when they witnessed Occupy being beaten on the streets and get tear gassed and like this. I do believe Americans do know. But do they really want to know the extent of the loss of their freedoms? No, unfortunately not.
All right, Ty, thanks a lot for those. Ty Berry, member of Code Pink, speaking to us live from Washington.